The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tubridy with you. It's Wednesday morning, the 27th of November, 2019, at 4 minutes past nine. We're here till 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. Filthy, maggoty, manky old morning in Dublin, Ireland, but the rest of the country, I'm sure, has sunshine and leaves falling and a glorious autumny, wintry day. There's tractors everywhere, obviously, in the city of Dublin, and that is going to be problematic for some, but making a point for others. So if you are trying to get around or you're curious to know what the hell is happening, we will bring you a traffic report in about 15 minutes or so, just to keep you posted. How about that? You can keep us posted, by the way, if you have anything to let us know about, you think we should know, 51551. I want to begin today by talking about, actually by talking about our guest yesterday, Santa Sogaro, who came on. She's from Montserrat and originally, and now Dunnecarney, and she came on to talk about conquering her debt problem, which she did. And she just got this gorgeous reaction from people, completely connected with everyone. She wasn't flogging anything. She wasn't trying to make any particular point other than to say, debt is bad, and here's how I got rid of mine. And it was liberating to get rid of it in a pretty simple way. So Liam, let me give you a little flavour of what people said. Liam O'Flynn said, I listen to your programme every day that my work roster permits, and over the years I can safely say that you've been informed and annoyed and laughed and all these sort of things. That's fine. This morning you introduced us to a lady called Santos, and within a short minute she had me completely hooked, not only with her story but with the genuine heartfelt honesty she pumped it through the speakers. I started today giving out about my to-do list on my day off, work, kids costing a fortune, bills I have to get resolved. But by the end of that interview, I realised I have so much to be grateful for. I envy her resilience, but also her honesty, which shone through, and I wish her every good fortune for the future. I have a funny feeling we haven't heard the last of her. Another says, great to hear such honesty and bravery from Santa. She's brilliant for highlighting the stresses of financial problems. We don't talk about that and the reality of it enough. Another said, I just looked at her Instagram and she reminds people of the importance of your local library. She's spot on. And Maven Lucan says, Santos is a gutsy woman. Massive respect to her. Another says, I love this girl. Fair play to her. She has common sense in a world where it's not common anymore. But this one I really want to read, which said, listening to Santa, she is describing how I feel. I'm in my late 40s and our heating went over the weekend and we have no hot water and no heating for our two children. And I took money from a high-cost loan company to get through Christmas on Thursday, and now I have to use it to get the heating fixed, and I haven't stopped crying since. I work in finance. My husband works too. On the outside, no one knows how hard it is for us. No one. But Santos is so fabulous and I wish her and her children so much luck. Now, what we need to deal with here with your message, whoever you might be, is that those four words, high-cost loan company, that's bad news, and they're bad news, and they're not fair, and it's not fair that you're in it. So we speak on this programme quite a lot about this is why one of the reasons we wanted Santos in the programme, because November and December are difficult months. They're months, everywhere you look around, it's happiness and crack and parties and trees and presents and so on. But there is another side to that story. And that's why Santos was here yesterday in many ways, telling us her story and about how she got over the horror. But the fact is, to get over horror, you have to be in it. And a lot of people are in it. So this person is a perfect example of why God created Mabs and why God created Vincent de Paul and other organisations that you could go to, get your heating bill sorted out, they'll give it to you. You're not dealing with vultures sitting at your doorstep looking for more money off you. And then you can go back when you're in your own rights and you're sorted out with your husband and you can give it back to them, right? So that's what they're there for. And then those of us who are in a position to help the Vincent de Paul, for example, svp.ie, you log on now and you donate a fiver or a tenner or even better, more. I'll give you a small example, actually. I wasn't going to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. I was at the dentist last week for the toy show. I had to get something sorted out. It's like a gum shield thing. It's part of the opening number. And the dentist very kindly sorted it out really quickly.
And he made it move really fast because we were under a bit of pressure because I have to wear this particular thing for the start of the toy show. And as I was leaving, 2 days later, I went back to get the fitting, put it in. He said, great. And I was leaving. And I said, okay, we'll settle up the bill for you. It was about 250 quid for it. And he said, do you still do a bit of work with the Vincent de Paul through the radio, whatever? I said, yep. Did it launch their Christmas annual appeal last week? He said, great. Don't pay me for that job. Put it into the Vincent de Paul. Now, that's what's called the Christmas spirit. A generous dentist, I'll name him, his name is Gary McMahon, and he very kindly did that, unsolicited, unasked, and I thought, that gets me off the ground for Christmas spirit. If everyone did stuff like that, it'd be a better place, and then the Vincent Paul would have the money, and then people like our correspondent here wouldn't have to go to a high-cost loan company, or sharks who are out there. I'm not saying that company is, but I'm just saying they're the loan sharks. I presume they're still in existence, and they're still floating around the murky waters, cannibalising other people's lives. Anyway, that is a pretty grim start to the show, but it's no harm just to say that's there because reality has to permeate as well. In happier news, RTE.ie reporting that Joseph O'Connor, you might have heard him on Morning Ireland there, shortlisted for the Costa Novel Award for Shadowplay. This is a book I've been championing only because it's excellent. No vested interest, no shares in the company. I just loved it. And the Costa judges call it an atmospheric novel offering a thrilling insight into the creative minds of writers and actors. We'll know about that in January, but well done to Joe. And it's just one of those books of the year, and I'm delighted for him. Is it fair? Question. Is it fair? Because I was watching this last night. Is it fair to boo somebody famous because they're married to somebody you don't like? For example, Melania Trump goes to a student gathering in Baltimore County in the University of Maryland to speak at a youth event. And there were a few cheers, but essentially it was mixed.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you the First Lady of the United States of America.
Wasn't necessarily one of the worst booing moments of all time, but I was watching and I thought, that's humiliating. That's not nice. I don't know if it's fair. It struck me as being unfair is what I'm saying. That's so then I found myself, I've disappeared down the YouTube rabbit hole and they have this live, you can watch live stuff happening. And it was live pardoning of the Thanksgiving turkeys by President Trump, honestly. And in he came and he gets to the microphone. And this is an event where they go and they go to the turkey and say, I forgive you. And he couldn't help himself. He couldn't help himself having a pop. Now, the turkeys, two turkeys, they were named Bread and Butter. That were their nicknames. And they now no longer face the slaughter. But he had things to say.
Today, I will issue a pardon to a pair of very handsome birds, Butter, and his alternate Bread. Thankfully, Bread and Butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday. It seems the Democrats are accusing me of being too soft on turkey. In any event, I expect this pardon will be a very popular one with the media. After all, turkeys are closely related to vultures. I don't know if I like that line, but there is a little truth to it.
That's the actual President of the United States of America talking at the turkey pardoning ceremony yesterday. At the UK general election, which has failed to engage me at all, but that's probably because I'm stuck in Toyland, is a voter registration saw a huge increase as Stormzy, the singer, urged people to register to vote and pledged his support for Jeremy Corbyn. So he gave this Instagram post and urged people to register to vote before outlining his support for the Labour leader and went on to describe the Prime Minister Boris Johnson as a, quote, sinister man, unquote, who can't be trusted. And he goes on to speak about, rhapsodise about Jeremy Corbyn. He says, but in my 26 years of life, I have never trusted politicians or relied on them to be the bearers of hope and righteous people that we've needed them to be in Onico. So it's reading from the Book of Stormzy, essentially. But the figure is interesting. How much did the voter registration increase by? By what percentage would you imagine that the voter registration would increase courtesy of Stormzy's Instagram post. The answer is 236% increase. That is the power of such people. And I think that's positive power, to be honest with you. Whatever your politics, anyone getting involved, it's brilliant. And if it takes a figure like him to get people involved and involved in public discourse and public conversations, like the younger people we had on the Late Late Show a few weeks ago were doing, that's a win all round. So well done to him, I think. I just spot the beautiful and utterly eye-catching sketches, drawings from Quentin Blake, who you'll know from your Roald Dahl books and a few of the Williams books. And sketches by him will be auctioned for charity. Just if you're looking for something to buy me for Christmas, here's another tip for you. And they will be auctioned at Christie's. I'm sure they'll only cost a small fortune. But December the 10th to 17th, get your act together and have them ready. And you should get them to me by Christmas Day, hopefully. So good luck with that. But they're just such beautiful pictures. And I thought that's a nice thing to point out this morning. And speaking of childhood and children, the toy show preparations continue. Only €1,000 is not a massive amount for a Quentin Blake original, I would have thought, in that world. But they're not Charlie and Chuck. No, they're not from the stories. They're more, I'd say they're more beautiful doodles more than anything else. But still, nice thing to have in your life. Now, back to the toy show. Belmont National School is a school in Galway, nestled in the countryside just outside Milltown. So what am I talking about them for? Well, they tweeted this year, obviously their very excellent teacher handed around what looks like a petition. And on one side of the column was the word name, so you put the name of the pupil. And on the other side of the column was prediction. And you write down your prediction of what you think the theme of the toy show will be on Friday night. And sure enough, there's looks like about 20 names of children who have decided this is what it's going to be. I've put this on Instagram, by the way. It's a beautiful thing to look at, and it's really cute. And it seemed most people think it's going to be The Lion King on Friday night. And second place, there's Toy Story 4. So do you think it's going to be... One kid says Frozen 2. One says The Grinch. One says Star Wars. That'll be quite an opening. And another says The Secret Life of Pets. And I'm just pointing out the also-rans. But really, all the money is on The Lion King for Friday night, with Toy Story 4 a close second. So that's an interesting poll from Belmont National School. I presume Sean O'Rourke will have a sophologist on after this show to discuss that and dissect it and find out what they think the implications of that poll are. And we'll keep an eye on that in due course. But thank you for that. I really enjoyed that. I've been posting. I actually posted also a picture today, an Insta story of the Orty Christmas tree, which is beautiful. And it's out there on the Stillorgan Plaza there. You'll see it if you're passing by. It's not, the lights aren't on until Friday, but it's still a gorgeous piece of piece of what? Arboreal matter. How about that? 51551. Listening to your story about your dentist, I got an email from Focus Ireland yesterday. I decided I'd read another time and I just logged on and donated €10. Thank you for sharing your story. It pays to talk. That's perfect. And that's really kind of you. €10 is your coffee, it's your lunch, it's a lot of money, and that's really kind. And I just love that. Even that is enough now. That's Christmas spirit. That's enough to lift me for the day. I'm so happy to hear. This is where we are now, says a text from David. Working couples forced into the clutches of loan sharks just to get by. Too embarrassed to admit that they're being squeezed at every turn. Vince DePaul shouldn't be necessary, but while they are, please support them. Meanwhile, and say no to the commercial nightmare. Yeah, if you can. And that's what Santos was saying yesterday. She's making her own meals from scratch, taking it easy and just not going bonkers. First thing to be tackled, says a text, in the debt problem is spending. Oppressive Christmas advertising is compelling people to spend and they can't resist. Think before you spend. Our Vincent's shop in Colester has Christmas presents for anyone who cares to drop in, buy to help others and contribute to recycling and sustainability. Before you start texting in, not that you would, in fairness to your good crowd, but on the idea of the toy show and commercialism, we are extremely aware of that type of thing, and you will know and see on Friday night that there are presents there for all families from all walks of life. And we can tell you that if just kind of know that a few children will be listening today in the back of the car, that Santa knows when and where and what to do when it comes to these kind of presents. And we'll be letting the families know on Friday where they can go and some suggestions. Now, also, in the middle of the madness, yes, I did get to see The Irishman, the new Martin Scorsese film, 3.5 hours long. Now, it was 3 hours, 10 minutes, I think, which was... I wish I'd known that before, because 3.5 hours really scared me. But 3 hours, 10 minutes wouldn't frighten me as much for some reason. That's a big 20 minutes. But I just needed out from reality for a while, and this did the job. Because I'm slightly embarrassed to say, but I did get about 15 minutes sleep. I did get a snooze in the cinema, because that happens sometimes when you're a bit jaded. And the film itself is good. It's only good. I don't know. I think 3 stars out of 5 for me. And I adore all the actors. I adore the director. I just felt the plane didn't leave the runway for me on this one, unfortunately. I am glad I went to see it in the cinema, because if I watched it on TV, I'd be on my phone, I'd be reading my book, or I'd be doing something other than watching it, because it goes on and on. And unfortunately, when you've got good fellas in your life, you need very little else. And all this film did was remind me of how brilliant Goodfellas was. So much so that I'll watch it this weekend. Could I be further from the toy show when I'm watching it? But not really. But it's just the nature of things. And you want a little methadone, as it were, after all that hardcore messing on Friday night. All right. Lots more to talk about this morning. But as I say, the time at 9:20. Text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. We are open for business, and we're going to start here.
Little Northern Soul for delectation this morning. 51551.
Good morning, Ryan. Don't feel bad. There were 3 people in the cinema snoring. In your cinema, snoring. That's pretty irritating. One guy's phone did go off, and it was...
I'm in the cinema.
Fair enough. I was running to grab a thing in the shop, and then I said, oh, there's an advent calendar. I wanted a particular one. It was a Lindt one with teddy bears in it. I said, great. Then I picked that one up, and it was going for a song. I said, this is great. And then I went to the queue, and there were too many people in the queue, so I went back and I put it back. And then for whatever reason, when I put it back, all of them started to fall down one by one. So I was trying to put them back, and then about 12 of them started coming out of the calendar, started falling on the ground. Other customers going, what's going on here? Then the woman in the shop came over and said, what's happening? They all fell. I said, look, I'm so sorry. I'm in a desperate rush. I hope you don't mind. So to the lady in the shop with the calendars, I'm sorry. I should have picked them up. The toy show preparations, by the way, kick off as early as September. And we got to the National Ploughing Championships in Carlow. And we met up with that's where we look out for people like Stella McGirl. And tonight you can watch on the RT1 7 o'clock the Late Late Toy Show Unwrapped program. And these are really cute programs. There's one every night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 7 o'clock. And you'll see, where are they now? Where's Johnny, the weather guy? Where's Ava from Kildare in the red dress, who did that great dance? Where's Stella and all these? Where's John Joe? It's a great little program. 7 o'clock tonight. I think you'll enjoy it immensely. Billy says, went to the IFI with trepidation because of the big long 3 hours plus for The Irishman. Irishman asked if there was even a toilet break. There was none. Also afraid I might sleep. No chance of that. I kept my interest throughout the full 3 hours and 10 minutes. Plenty of blood and guts and great acting from all the stars. There was a version of the Nutcracker that my girls used to love when they were little that was a Barbie sort of Nutcracker, and it was pre-Pixar, and the technology wasn't quite ready. And I remember watching going, ugh. It's a bit like Polar Express, just wasn't, the technology is awful. And the technology they've used to make the actors younger in The Irishman is really off-putting, and that didn't help matters at all. That's just another thing. Ryan, is the theme for the toy show Quadrophenia with your love of all things mod? There's probably another show that we could do, and there have been really naughty and bold suggestions for alternatives that we leave upstairs. The Irishman is a masterpiece, a very long masterpiece, but a masterpiece nonetheless. Well, I appreciate that, because if it did it for you, that's just brilliant. There's nothing wrong with that. Are you doing The Hunchback of Notre Dame this year, says Alwyn. I think you gave a subtle hint the other morning. I hope it is. My daughter's favourite animation. She watched it nonstop when she was 4, and that was 20 years ago. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to tell you that the answer is no. It's definitely not that. And I think I know where you're coming from. I mentioned the book I'm reading, C.J. Sansom, Disillusion, and the lead guy in that is indeed a humpback a lawyer and almost a quasi-detective. It's brilliant, by the way. It's up at the crack of dawn this morning reading more of it. And I think you might have been distracted by that. So, but it definitely isn't that. So just so you know. And one I want to give on, a quick email before we go to our guest this morning and also to a traffic update, is just a little leveller as well, which says what a difference a year can make. This time last year, I got a call from the Late Late Toy Show crew and we got tickets. It was the most amazing experience of mine and my daughter's life. We had a ball. However, this year, my beautiful husband was diagnosed with cancer stage 4 and our lives changed completely forever. We had a wonderful life of love and family and good friends, but I worry now and I cry every day for what he's going through. And this is the love of my life since I was 17. And Christmas is frightening me, but I must stay hopeful and positive for him and my girl's sake. We don't know it, but life can change in an instant. You are, from that moment, a different person, maybe forced into being stronger or more positive or sympathetic and caring. We are sent these crosses to remind us of what is important in our lives. I would urge your listeners to live their lives forgiving others, being happy to be healthy, and knowing that the important thing this Christmas is to be together in love and doing for others. We don't know if this is our last one with my love. I hope not. And I'm praying for his recovery. But I want to wish you all a happy and healthy Christmas. And I'm really hoping that the light at the end of our tunnel will be in 2020, because I don't think I could live happily without him. A desperately sad text, or email, I should say. And we're sending you all the love we can possibly give to you. And do let us know, won't you, how your husband's doing and how you're doing. And don't be a stranger. 51551 is the text number. Nine 9:31 this Wednesday morning. Great to have you with us. 51551 is the text number, and I'm not sure what's happening in the city of Dublin tractors wise, but let's go to AA Roadwatch and say good morning to you, Ruth.
Good morning, Ryan.
Nice to talk to you this morning. Unusual for us to talk together, but here we are.
Yes.
Are you getting much by way of news from the front?
Not so much the front, more so what's happening in terms of traffic and routes
in
and around the area. Cars more than tractors, I suppose.
Okay, so what's happening? Give us the latest.
Well, as it stands, the closures are still centralised in that South City Centre area, the Stephen's Green and Merrion Square area. A lot of people will have known that yesterday was very busy for them for traffic. And this morning, I'm sure also they have noticed extra traffic on their route, especially if their journey takes in that South City, St. Stephen's Green, Merrion Square area. People familiar with the area will know the Kevin Street and Cuff Street route that heads onto St. Stephen's Green. That's one of the main roads that are closed that's impacting on traffic. People are taking the South Circular Road and the Grand Canal stretch to head that way. If they're trying to cross the city, they're using those routes instead. So those are probably among the heaviest that we're finding this morning.
Okay, well, that's as good as we'll get from you. Keep us posted throughout the day, won't you?
I will.
Thanks, Ruth. Appreciate you taking our call this morning. Ruth Jepson from AA Roadwatch on what's happening on the main streets of Dublin this morning. Alan in Dunleer in County Louth says, is it the Grinch for the toy show? Clues being sweaty costume and a trip to the dentist. I mean, wouldn't Francis Urquhart say, you may say that, but I couldn't possibly comment. 51551, surely the theme of the toy show will be a Christmas carol, says the other, with Boris Johnson maybe, or Donald Trump lookalike, says the focus. Most young children now are very aware of the madmen in our world today, so they don't need fictional characters. Looking forward to getting our first fill of the Christmas spirit. Well, I can tell you it is... no, I can't tell you it's not that either, necessarily, but I know that Trump and Johnson won't be featuring. A listener from Kildare texts us, I love Christmas, but I also dread it. Like that lady, I'm in my late 40s. I have 5 children, all living at home. I work part-time and my husband works full-time. Normal jobs, but with all the expense of everyday life, we struggle week to week. We get there just about, but when something big like a boiler goes... which did last winter, we had the same thing. We had to get the loan to heat the house, but we had to wait 1 month and nobody would know how we live at times financially. On the outside, we look fine, but inside, it's a struggle. But our family spirit gets us through. I loved your guest's interview yesterday as I didn't feel alone. And it's hard to talk about this. I cleared my wardrobe out yesterday and brought them down to the Vincent de Paul charity shop. There are people worse off than us, says a listener from Kildare. It's good. There's something... I think, heartening in being in a problem shared, if you like. And I hope that that's what I'm getting from your text this morning. But you've got five beautiful children. I hope they're all healthy and happy and a good husband. And together, hopefully, you'll all get through. So mind yourselves and thank you for getting in touch with us this morning. We have a very interesting guest coming up who does all sorts of curious things in the movie world. And we'll get to that after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551 is the text number. Email ryan@rte.ie. Goodfellas, says Joe, is definitely top-notch movie, except it tends to glorify the mafia life too much. The Irishman, on the other hand, a more realistic movie, probably because it's based on a true story. So is Goodfellas. I read the book when I first released in 2004, so for me the movie was excellent, right? But I'm Goodfellas all the way, I'm afraid. Your guest is Mr. Calling, says Tom. She should be selling her voice. It's gorgeous. That's Annie Atkins, who joined us there this morning. And another says, my husband, from an email, ryan@rte.ie, says, my husband and I are in our early 50s with two young children, and we have been in financial debt since 2013. It has had so many negative effects on our life and, unfortunately, on my children's lives, as much as we try not to let it affect them. We have both been ill and diagnosed with cancer. In 2017, we took the plunge, went to MABS. We met a most amazing man. And that man helped us and, most of all, understood us and didn't judge us and helped us greatly. As of May this year, we are completely debt-free other than our mortgage, and it is truly life-changing. The sense of being able to live again is wonderful. We are both in a much better place physically and mentally and seeing the world as a wonderful place rather than fearing it and everybody in it. If nothing else this morning, that email is what anyone in trouble needs to listen back to again, print it off if you can, and take strength from it and advice from it, because that's the point of it all, that person in MAB said, great, you're here, as opposed to what do you want? And now that you're here, let's fix it, which they did. And listen to the sense of liberation and relief that we hear, the sense, I'll read it again, of being able to live again is wonderful. We're both in a much better place physically and mentally, and seeing the world as a wonderful place rather than fearing it and everybody in it. In other words, this beast and monster of debt can be defeated if you go the right road, and there is no wrong road when you hear stories like that. So that's tremendous and very, very encouraging and heartening. So well done. Thank you for that. We'll take a quick break before we say goodbye. Just time from a message from Mary. Says, I lost my brother earlier this year in January. Big family, some living abroad. But I'm not sure if I should send Christmas cards this year. People tell me I shouldn't send cards this Christmas, which is a tradition. I see nothing wrong with sending a simple Christmas card, especially to those living abroad, wishing them happiness and blessings this Christmas time. And I know if I was living abroad, I'd feel like I'd like to be feel remembered and I'd like to get a card. What if your, what is your or your listener's opinion? I wanted to do the right thing, from Mary. I have a very, very strong opinion on this. Don't mind them. If you want to send a card, send a card. If it makes you feel good, send a card. Do you think anyone does not want to receive a card in the post? Of course they don't. Traditions, make your own. Keep going. I mean, honestly, that sort of ye olde stuff shouldn't apply to you. So do your own thing and don't be listening to Statler and Waldorf. That's where we're going to leave it for today. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned to Sean O'Rourke. Have a great old day and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.